Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we crack open dense documents so you don't have to.
Yeah.
Today, we're immersing ourselves in the future of government transportation. We've got the Government Motor Transport, or GMT, strategic plan for 2025 right through to 2030.
And this document, it's a really big deal. It signals this massive philosophical shift.
A shift how?
Well, historically, you know, GMT was basically an internal car rental service. Effective fleet management, that was the game.
Right, just keeping the cars running.
Exactly. But now they're repositioning themselves as a provider of, and this is their term, integrated mobility solutions.
Integrated mobility.
And it's all captured in their vision. Innovative mobility solutions to co-create a better life for all. They even have a hashtag, #UbuntuMobility.
That's a fundamental change in mission. And it should be clear, trading entity is a key part of this, right?
It is. It means they have to be self-sufficient.
So they're not just relying on budget allocations. They have to generate their own revenue.
Precisely. They're run like a business, but with a public mandate. And that mandate now aligns with these huge benchmarks, like the National Development Plan, Vision 2030, and even the UN Sustainable Development Goals.
Okay, so let's unpack the strategy. It's built on four major pillars, four main outcomes for the next 5 years.
Yeah, that's right. The first pillar is all about GMT becoming a mobility ecosystem leader.
Which sounds a little like jargon. What does that break down to?
It means they're trying to move beyond just leasing assets, you know, just handing out car keys. They're talking about using these sophisticated tools like critical futures thinking.
So scenario planning.
Exactly. It's like they're trying to model five different ways AI or climate change might totally disrupt their operations so they can adapt before it happens.
That's fascinating. It's risk management on a huge scale. Okay, moving to pillar number two. This is where it gets really tangible. A green fleet and footprint.
And they put some real pretty aggressive numbers behind this, tying it directly to the Western Cape's climate response strategy.
So what are the targets?
Well, by 2025, they want 2.5% of the GMT fleet to be zero emissions vehicles.
Okay, let's start.
But here's the kicker. By 2030, they will add no new light-duty internal combustion engine vehicles to public fleets.
Whoa, none. That's a hard deadline.
A very hard deadline. And it means this massive investment in what they call new energy vehicles, or NEVs, and of course, all the charging infrastructure to support them.
That really sets the clock ticking. Okay, pillar three, citizen-centric solutions, as a headline that just jumps out at you. They're targeting 100% stakeholder satisfaction. I mean, in a large government service, how is that even possible?
It's an aspirational goal, for sure. But it forces discipline.
Because they're a trading entity.
That's it. Satisfaction drives demand, and demand drives their revenue. So they have to have competitive pricing and great service, or their clients, other government departments, will look elsewhere.
And finally, let's wrap up with the most exciting part, pillar four, which is all about leveraging AI and the fourth industrial revolution.
Oh, this is their big tech leap. It's called Successful Realization of Mobility Innovation.
And we're talking artificial intelligence, IoT.
Yep. AI, Internet of Things, they're even planning to pilot autonomous vehicle tech. The strategy includes developing a dedicated mobility laboratory.
A lab to test and refine all this.
Exactly. The ultimate goal is to move toward this highly efficient, one platform, many customers business model.
So bringing all four of those pillars together, GMT is driving toward delivering reliable, accessible, safe, and environmentally responsible catalytic mobility solutions.
It's an enormous mandate. It really makes GMT a central enabler of how the government functions.
It really does.
But that raises a big question, and this is something for you to think about. We've just seen this massive commitment to high-cost, rapid tech change the NEV fleet, AI platforms.
Yeah, none of that is cheap.
Not at all. So how does a large government trading entity reconcile this need for breakthrough innovation with the reality of, you know, strict governmental fiscal constraints? Yeah. The plan itself states that major ICT projects need 3 to 5 year budget commitments.
Which aren't always guaranteed.
Exactly. So what gives when the mandate for the future meets the budget book of the present? Where do the sacrifices happen?